Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
32 after 3, and we cross now to Cape Town, where the Marais Road Shul has just wrapped up the first phase of a beautiful remodeling project, blending the old with the new. As workers peeled back floorboards and removed old seat backs, they uncovered forgotten relics of the community's past. Relics like tram tickets, Yiddish newspapers, and celebration programs. I'm joined on the line now by Rabbi Pini Hecht, who is going to talk about what it means to breathe new life into a space so rich with memory. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining me here on The Home Run. What was the moment during the renovations that really took your breath away or made you stop and think, wow, we're a part of something much bigger here?
Hi, Paula, and thanks so much for having us on the line here and on the radio. Good afternoon to all the listeners, and a special mention to those who are tuning in from Cape Town. I know some of the Cape Town listeners are not so regular and are joining for this brief segment. You know, you mentioned in the brief introduction how when we were going through this renovation, so many relics of the past emerged. So I don't know if there was one wow moment, but it really was a reminder that the shul is a central place for community and how a community is made up of so many individuals, and each came along with their own experience and their own interests and brought it together into this space.
Rabbi, I know that you uncovered a Yiddish newspaper from 1961 and a tram ticket. How did those small items shift your perspective on what the shul has meant to this community over the decades?
Interesting, you mentioned that newspaper. The newspaper was actually a Yiddish newspaper from New York.
Oh, wow.
And it's fascinating to see advertisements there going into the summer months about holidays in the Catskill Mountains, for those who know the New York area, holidays in Miami, Florida. But I guess that also tells you about how the Jewish community around the world is so interconnected. And, you know, either somebody's family member sent it across the ocean here, or somebody was visiting from overseas and they came here. You know, and having the tram ticket behind a seat in shul reminds us really of how shul is a center of community. You know, a project like this can't happen on its own. And of course, the biggest contribution comes from the financial donors. And the motivation over here from our donors who happen to want to remain anonymous was their own memories of shul being central to their own life and life in Seapoint as part of the Jewish community. So it is, finding these relics is a reminder again how so is a center of community, how that gives people a sense of connection.
And when you talk about that sense of connection, there's definitely something symbolic about rebuilding a synagogue in this day and age. Did you feel a tension between preserving the past and at the same time making space for the future?
You know, our space, I really felt, was like perfectly balanced. Obviously, we went into this renovation hoping to bring a new freshness to the shul and add a level of comfort, a sense of a more contemporary space. And just the way it is, we were able to blend the past and the present so beautifully. We've kept our old pews, but we've reupholstered them. We've made them a little bit more comfortable. We've, you know, we've got our same Aron Kodesh, but we've added a beautiful marble around it. The bima is basically the same. We've kept a lot of the old wood. For those who are familiar with the Mirayot Shul, we've kept the wood, but we've also like kind of brightened it by painting over some of it in white and so on. You know, when we talk about the symbolism of rebuilding a shul now for us and for the community, it's also so much about our an expression of confidence in our community, an expression in the confidence of the future of our community. There's so much negativity around, and there's a lot of doubts and there's a lot of challenges that we can't ignore. But being able to invest in the community with this commitment to the future, to say that shul is still relevant, to say that it's a place that, you know, has to feel comfortable for people and feel contemporary for people, that's really what this symbolism is all about.
And talking about investing in the future, what does success look like for you with regards to this renovation? Will it be about full seats on Shabbat, younger faces coming in, or something entirely different?
Listen, if we can fill every...
You won't say no.
That's definitely great success. I think we're already seeing success. You know, we're working, as every shul in the country is, constantly to find ways to engage with our communities, to engage with the younger people, to make sure they feel that it is relevant. Obviously, upgrading the space is so important for that. And we're definitely seeing a greater sense of excitement around shul, a greater sense of pride. This, for me, was so important and so palpable. We had an event on Lag BaOmer where we kind of revealed this new remodel. And there's just been this incredible sense of renewed pride in the shul, in the community. There's a lot that we're doing as far as bringing in younger voices into the shul. Our shul is a beautiful traditional shul. We have a chazan and a choir. And recently we've introduced a youth choir with young voices singing. And all of this together will bring the results that we hope for. What's really important is that this was really for us as a phase one of an investment into the physical structure of the shul, and finding ways again to make this a space that people are more comfortable wanting to come to. We revealed on the night that we had our opening that we are really working on a phase two, which is, this was really focused on the interior of the shul, and we've got a, those who know the Maria Road Shul Center, we've got a community center on the side, and we're looking to upgrade that space, more open area for kids, an area for people to come and connect in different ways. And together, this renewed pride and this vision of what's possible going to the future is part of the success of this project already.
Rabbi, it sounds wonderful. And just as a last question, the Western Cape Premier even sent a Yasher Koach. Why do you think that this project struck a chord beyond just your congregation and the Jewish community?
Yeah, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet the Premier a number of times. We thought this was a significant event and reached out to invite him to attend. He wasn't actually in Cape Town at the time, but he very quickly responded with a beautiful, thoughtful message. And I think he's an individual who appreciates the Jewish community, who cares for all the different communities in Cape Town. We're grateful for that appreciation. We're grateful for the engagement that he does offer to the community. And it does add a little bit of prestige to everything that we've done. You know, anybody who's spent time in Sea Point, the Maria Road Shul, we're actually coming onto our centenary year next year. The actual building is 90 years old already. It's a landmark. It's a heritage space. And I think anybody that's involved in lighting in Cape Town appreciates that. And it was nice to see that affirmed from someone like the Premier.
Rabbi Penny Hecht of the Maria Road Shul, as you say, this is just the first phase of renovations, but it's so nice to have you here, and we would love to have more Cape Town people and more Cape Town news on our radio station. So please, anything happening at your shul or anything happening in the community, let us know, and we can make sure that we have more Cape Town listeners tuning in more often. That's Rabbi Penny Hecht of the Maria Road Shul. Thanks for joining us.